Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
Welcome back to another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Rap Soul Podcast as you do each and every week. Again, this is the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the intersection where we have discussions about rap, soul music, hip-hop, and R&B from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. This is the best music podcast that you've never heard until right now. On this episode, we're going to do something a little different. And I got my man in the building. Eclectic is here. E, what up, baby?
Yeah, what's up, 12 Kyle of the 12 Kyle Podcast, of the Rap Soul Podcast, of all of the podcasts. It's me. I'm in here. And like I said before, if I'm not on your podcast's not really on. What are we up to today?
All right, we're up to today. Remember, I know you're pretty familiar. You may not watch it, but I know you're familiar with a pretty popular podcast called Drink Champs, right?
Yeah. I love Drink Champs. I'm a huge NO fan.
Do you actually watch or listen to Drink Champs?
Like I watch. I don't listen. I watch because it's nice to see their health deteriorate during the show.
It really is. I'm like, yo, does he smoke every week? Do they really drink every week? That's crazy.
It looks like a good time. I would love to be a guest on that show.
You would be a great guest. Me, not so much, because I don't really drink like that. But I got this idea because there was a popular clip, or quite a few popular clips, where Nori has a guest on, and he asked them basically to choose between two artists.
That's and Quick Time with Slime.
There you go, Quick Time with Slime. So I wanted to do that version of this, and who better than my man Eclectic to
Shit,
do it
nobody.
With?
That's what Keith Sweat say. Cut close.
He did say that. So real quick, we'll run through a couple of these. And these are no particular order. And these will cover music. They'll cover athletes. They'll cover a little bit of everything.
All right. So what is the name of this segment? What is the name of this?
We're just going to call it This or That.
Oh, shit. Shouts to the party. If you don't want a party, then you should go home. We got This, That, and 6ix9ine. They got it going on. Going to a party. Who you going to see? See This, That. Shay Shay and Nene.
Oh my gosh. Only you know that song. So yeah, this is that. There's no right or wrong answer. And because I don't believe in drinking on my own podcast or anybody else's podcast, I'll just be drinking water. So there won't be no shots. Now, E might, well, no, he's taking shots tomorrow.
I'm already drunk. So let's do it. I never do a podcast sober. So let's, I'm kidding. All right. I'm kidding. Kids.
Don't drink and pod. And these are no particular order. Ja Rule or 50 Cent?
What's the criteria?
Just who you would want to take.
It's just overall. It's not musically, movies.
Let's say if we say music in their prime, who was better or who you would take musically?
I'm taking Ja Rule.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because 50 Cent is the better rapper, but I could listen to more Ja Rule songs and have a good time. Like, I'm only going jujuju and get shot so many times. But if I want to just sway, give me some Nivea, some Lil Mo, you know, I have a good time if I listen to the Ja Rule. Now, anything else, I'm taking 50. I just watched fucking Raising Kanan. So, okay. Anything else, I'm taking 50. But for musically, Ja Rule.
Okay. I got to go with 50. 50's first 1.5 albums were incredible. I thought it was really dope at that particular time. So that leans me a little bit toward 50. I think it's always interesting how 50 got Ja out of the paint and then turned around and did the same thing.
And not as well.
No, not as well, and nobody cared. Like, right. nobody called him out on it. No. Let's go to producers. Just Blaze or Kanye?
I'm going to go Just Blaze. And the reason why I'm going to go Just Blaze is because I definitively know what beats Just Blaze did. I don't really know which ones Kanye did or which ones somebody else did. And I think they're more recognizable for me. I don't boot scoop, but I head nod, and I think more of the Just Blaze will make my head nod.
Okay. If I go prime, and I don't fuck with Kanye politically or anything else. I mean, he's crazy, but I'm going to go Just Blaze.
Because I think prime Kanye is a lot of the sped up Chipmunk soul samples.
Yeah,
and that could get a little old, whereas the Just Blaze would give you a little more variety, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think, and a lot of people think Kanye's prime, consists of, the monster track and
the EDM shits. And I don't want any of that.
Done.
So
Heartbreaks, what? No. I think that was the name of it. Was that the name of it? 808 Heartbreaks. Yeah, no, I'm not.
Yeah, no. Nah. So yeah, I'm Just Blazing it.
Yeah, same here. production. Pharrell or Dr. Dre?
Well, I hate Dr. Dre, so I'm saying Pharrell.
So, he said production. Okay, so even you hate, even if you push your hate aside, you still go Pharrell?
I mean, yeah, because part of the reason why I hate Dr. Dre, besides the fact that he's a fucking woman beater, is he's not original. He just takes a fucking funkadelic song and puts some drums behind it. Please go listen to my Not Fucking With Dre Day episode of the Encyclopedia Hip Hop Podcast. Exist. I wasn't kidding. That does exist. No.
Y'all should check it out. It's a good episode.
But yeah, no. Because Dre, yeah, he's a funkadelic song, a Parliament song, a Daz Band song, and then he puts some drums behind it. He don't even chop it and loop it. He just plays the instrumental. And then they're like, oh, Dre got one. I'm like, what? Stop it. But the fucking funky enough is the misdemeanor.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man.
I gotta go with Dre.
Of course you would. You don't like women.
I love women. I love one woman the most. Shout out to my baby.
Layla Rashawn?
No, Sharice. Oh, my bad. Shout out to Nia Long though. Big guys.
Okay. Pause, I think.
Yeah, pause. My bad. Big Pun or Biggie?
What's the context?
Just whatever, lyrically.
Lyrically, Big Pun.
Okay. I got to go with
Chris. Discography and singles and songs is big.
Right.
But lyrically, okay. Big Pun. Okay.
Did you like Pun's second album?
Yeah, baby.
No, baby.
That shit like was it. Dope.
I didn't like it. And was he here, or was that, did that come out while he was still alive, or did he?
Nah, because the first single was It So Hard, he couldn't make the video. They had to do a little tribute.
Damn.
Yeah, because he was like, I just lost 100 pounds from trying to live, and fucking wasn't there.
Damn. So you remember this stuff. I have sometimes, I can't put the year in the context, because we ain't had no internet back then, so.
It came out in 2000, man. We had internet.
Hey, I couldn't afford it.
But that album had Laughing At You. That was good. Mm-hmm. It's So Hard, obviously. It had 100% with Tony Sunshine.
I like that, yeah.
He Was Wrong with Remy Ma. And one of your favorite rappers, Dragon. So, yeah.
He won't be on this or that. Let's see. DMX or Tupac?
Tupac. Yeah.
I didn't expect that answer.
I didn't expect it either, but those are those are the two choices that I had. Look, I enjoy DMX. I enjoy DMX, but I enjoy DMX like fucking fudge brownies. Like, you can't eat a pan of fudge brownies. Yeah, yeah. You gotta, you take a couple of corner pieces and you go about your business. Mm-hmm. At least with Tupac.
I think if you haven't listened to a, you had, let me, okay, quick question. Have, when was the last time you sat and listened to a DMX album in its entirety? Like, all from start to finish?
Only when it, never. I can't. I literally can't. So much of the growling and the barking, I can do on a consecutive basis. No, at least with the Tupac, I'm just going. It's going to be contradictory, and it's not going to make sense. But at least there's some variety in there. I'm like, okay, all right, yeah, fuck them bitches. You do love your mama. Right. Yeah, black women, keep your head up. Oh, you're going to kill this motherfucker and you fuck this bitch. All right, great. I love it.
Right. Yeah. That's Pac all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Pac too. That's close for me. All right, let's go West Coast.
I love that.
King T or MC8?
King T is one hell of a man. King T. King T is, he's my top three West Coast artists. Yeah.
Really? You got him in the house?
Yeah. Act a Fool by King T is in my top five West Coast rap albums of all time. I love Act a Fool. Yeah.
Is that 88? Okay.
Yeah. I love Act a Fool. It was that the title track was in my top 50 story songs. I love that album.
Yes.
So same, yeah, here. King T.
Same here, man. I can't remember how we discovered King T in 88, but man, we got hooked on that album. Yeah, I'm gonna go King T as well.
Wow, listen to you.
Yeah, man. Yeah. All right, so let's go to basketball.
Okay. Nah, that's my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court.
LeBron James or Michael Jordan?
Jordan. I mean, listen. I'm not going to get into a whole diatribe about
this. No, go ahead. Go in.
But hot take alert. No one's going to agree. Hot take alert. LeBron's not in my top five of all time.
Okay, give me your top five.
I mean, and he might not be in my top. He's not in my top 10 of all time. And if he is, he's 10th. Okay. And if you want to say, and when I do my top 10 and top five, it's that I've seen.
Gotcha.
And so if you want to count the people I haven't seen, there's no way he's in my top 10.
You're switching for that. Okay. Yeah. Let's go to people that you have seen.
Yeah. So, Jordan.
Give me your five.
Yeah. Jordan. Magic. Then we got Rain. Mm. We got at this point that's three. So yeah. I'm putting Bird in there. I'm putting Shaq above him. I'm putting fucking Zeke probably above him. I'm putting putting Olajuwon in. I have Curry ahead of LeBron.
Wow.
I have Curry ahead of. I didn't even mention Kobe. I
was wondering when you
so,
were going to bring him
so
up.
How could he be in my top 10?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're right. He's probably outside of your top 10.
Yeah. I got Curry ahead of him because listen, when you talking GOAT or when you talking greatest, in my opinion, you had to have a dominant run. Now, if you want to count his dominant run making it to the finals, then I guess. I mean, in that case, though, those 90s Bills teams are some of the greatest teams of all time that no one ever talks about. I don't know when we start giving participation trophies in the NBA. Congratulations, you made it, but you lost. So if you're not dominant and have a dynasty like Jordan, Jordan is single-handedly the reason why a lot of the greatest players of all time don't have championships. Like, damn, if he didn't exist, the Knicks would have had a championship. The Jazz would have had a championship. The Magic would have had a championship. The Cavs would have had a championship. Mm-hmm. I mean, the real Cavs, not the LeBron Cavs. The real Cavs would have had a championship. Yeah. You can't say that about this guy, but you can say it about Curry. So he had a dynasty. He has a dynasty. You can't be the greatest if somebody else had a dynasty in your era. And then people say, I always say, they're like, oh, he's the GOAT. I'll say, well, what is he great at?
Score it.
No, he's not.
He's an all-time leading scorer.
That's because if you play 30 years at any kind of decent level, you will have that many points. I'm not saying he's a bum. Yeah. I mean, obviously, the guy can score. He can't score, but is he in the top five greatest scorers? No. Absolutely not. And so, but I'll say, what does he do great? And they always say, well, he does all around. He does a lot of things at a high level. But I didn't ask that. Mm-hmm. Is he great at shooting? No. Is he great at defense? No. Is he great at free throws? No. Is he great at three-pointers? No. Is he great at rebounding? No. What is he the greatest of? When they look and say he was the greatest all time, it's nothing. So, but I understand it. All around, he's probably the most well-rounded. He's in the top five of the well-rounded players. He might be number one all-time athlete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Bo Jackson is probably the greatest athlete in football, but no one says he's the GOAT. Emmitt Smith has the most rushing yards out of everybody that's ever played. No one says he's the GOAT running back, unless you like Kyle, he's them boys.
But, I'm not them boys.
So yes, I apologize. The answer is Jordan for multiple reasons.
I purposely asked that question because I wanted to get that rant. I'm going Jordan too. Quick sidebar. You're a big sneakerhead, probably the biggest sneakerhead that I know.
Dare you have two pairs.
Okay. Threes or fours? Jordans.
Oof. Threes.
Really? Okay.
Now, Everyone is going to say fours because fours has more going for them. Mm-hmm. They probably have the better or the most colorways and variants. Mm-hmm. But I think that they are, between threes and fours, they're the least comfortable.
Okay.
Fours aren't great on your feet all day. Luckily, I'm usually just sitting at a bar. But the threes are more versatile for me because they don't have so much going on the side. It's, you know, they don't have the net mesh thing and then the triangle and then they don't have all of that stuff. So I personally, I'll say three, but I would understand completely if someone says four.
Okay. So do you have more threes than fours?
Now, yes, because I used to have way more fours, but I gave a lot of them away and I sold some. I think the only fours that I have now are the Amas, mm-hmm. Maybe some Fire Reds. I threw away my military blues. I had some military blues. They were getting old because I had like the OG joints.
Oh, okay. You came out originally.
Yeah. And I got like maybe two other, yeah, but I think I I'm going through.
I got fours on right now, so that's why I asked.
Oh, and I got the breads, obviously. Yeah, you gotta have those.
Yeah, you gotta have the breads. I started out with buying a lot of threes, but I have more fours than I have threes, and I didn't notice it until like the other day when I was trying to rearrange my closet because, well, you don't know nothing about this, but when you get married, E, and your wife takes over your closet, you got to find more space. So
now you just find another fucking house.
Shit. I think I got about 10 more years to pay on this joint, and we free. But yeah, okay, that was a good sidebar. That's a good side. I don't think I've asked you which ones you had the most.
I think out of all of them, I have the most ones.
Okay, okay, yeah. You know, it's funny, me and King Drum were talking about the ones today. And folks, we're talking about Air Jordans, for those of you who don't know. But I got a lot of ones. I like, Germ doesn't like the ones. He said he got tired of the ones. I love the ones.
No, the ones are my, well, the ones I have the most, my favorite are the twos. But I, no one likes the twos but me.
Nobody has the twos.
Nobody. I have
I like the twos.
Those are my favorite because those were the first ones I actually owned too when I was little. When they came out, I had twos. Moms wasn't getting me the ones. And I didn't want the ones because everybody had them.
Remember the knockoff twos?
Yeah.
Knockoff twos were terrible.
Yeah, I didn't want those.
Let's see. All right, let's go back to basketball. 88 Lakers or the 96 Bulls?
88 Lakers.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, come on. I was a Lakers fan. That was my team until they traded Vlade and drafted Kobe.
Okay. So do you, okay, if those teams played head to head, who wins the 7-game series?
If those two teams, I think the
7 90s rules.
I think the Lakers win a 7-game series. The Bulls might could win a 5-game series.
Shout out to the 5 games.
Yeah. If they play, yeah. I think if it was a 5-game series, the Bulls might could squeak it out. But if they played a full 7 and it went 7, mm-hmm. I think the Lakers would win that one.
Okay, okay. I'm going 96 Bulls because of the GOAT.
Kurt Rambis?
No.
Oh, my bad.
Too Short or Ice Cube?
What's the criteria? Are we talking musically or are we talking who starred in Friday?
Musically, man.
Okay, then Too Short.
Okay. I gotta go cube that one.
I think Too Short's longevity of making songs that I would actually want to listen to gives him the edge. If I only listen to 2 albums from mm-hmm. Cube and 2 albums from Short, he might be able to squeak in there, but I mean, fucking Too Short was doing features on Life After Death, and I was like, yeah, the world is filled with pimps and hoes.
Because it really is.
Yeah.
Okay. You see the shirt. Purple Tape.
Yeah, I see it.
Purple Tape.
Okay.
Or Liquid Swords.
Let's connect Politic Ditto. Come on.
Liquid Swords.
It's fucking Purple Tape. What are we doing?
Okay. Yeah. Hey, man, just checking, man. Just checking.
Now, here's the question. Here's the question that no one can answer. And I asked Raekwon, but he won't fucking answer.
Because you know him like that.
No, deadass. Is it Let's Connect Politic Ditto or is it Let's Connect Politic Ditto? Meaning.
I'm going to say that again.
Meaning, is it Let's Connect Politic Ditto as in Ditto, D-I-T-T-O.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Ditto.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Let's Connect Politic Ditto, like D-O-U-G-H, Ditto.
Okay. I think it's Ditto, D-I-T-T-O.
See, I think it's dope because that's what we're going to connect in politic and talk about money. What the fuck is Ditto for? Let's connect politic and that again. You see what I'm saying?
Know. Ditto is, you know what we say, dot, dot, dot. So,
right.
Like,
let's connect politic and a whole bunch of shit. Yeah. So why did we politic? So that was the same shit. So I think it's let's connect politic and get money. Ditto.
That's a good theory. Raekwon, if you're watching, and I know
you know
you
he watch, is.
You should answer E.
Yeah.
I'd like to know that. I never thought about that until just now. Yeah, you know what? You could probably make a case for either one.
Oh no, definitely. It was just something I thought about.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go comedy. Kevin, who's funnier to you, Kevin Hart or Dave Chappelle?
Funnier. Dave Chappelle's funnier. Dave Chappelle's funnier because he's funnier in multiple ways. Kevin Hart is only funny to me on stand-up. He's not funny to me in any movie.
So you didn't like Ride Along 1, 2, and 3?
I mean, I watched them, but you know.
Same.
That's how Cube could have won. If you said Too Short and Cube, who's starting Ride Along, then I would have picked Cube.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to go Chappelle, too. Chappelle just does it, man. It's hard to explain what he's funny with sometimes not even being funny.
Yeah.
All right, let's stay on comedy. Eddie Murphy or Richard Pryor?
Eddie Murphy. Nah, it's easy. Listen.
Okay.
Richard Pryor. Eddie Murphy is a Jordan of comedy. Richard Pryor is Kareem or Bill Russell or something. Wilt. He's Wilt. You know what I mean? But Eddie Murphy changed the game. Like, it's a real small thing that I don't think most people, you have to be old as fuck to even notice. But when he was on Saturday Night Live, when the show comes on and they play the music and they announce the cast, they're like, yeah, so fucking Gilda Radner's on here and Phil Hartman. And then they would say Eddie Murphy and it would erupt and applause. And it only did it for him. People went, nah, we want to see Eddie Murphy. And like Delirious and Raw are still, like, listen, I know now you're selling out the football. Kevin Hart's selling out football stadiums.
Right.
You got all these streaming things. But when Eddie Murphy was doing it, it was like a rock concert. It was just him. No openers, no music. He had the Delirious. He had the guys play the Boys Are Back in Town. But it's just different. I love Richard Pryor though. And the other reason why I'll give it to Eddie Murphy over Richard Pryor is the same thing I was doing with Chappelle and Kevin Hart. Eddie Murphy's gonna make me laugh in multiple ways because I like the Richard Pryor movies, but they don't beat the Eddie Murphy movies.
There was a point in time in my life where I thought Brewster's Millions was the greatest movie ever.
Brewster's Millions is is one of the greatest movies ever, and I still, to this day, say they need to remake it. I wanted them to remake it with...
Who could do it, though?
I wanted them to redo it at the time. I wanted them to redo it with Chappelle and Jim Brewer. I still want that remake. I just don't want it with like fucking DC Young Fly or some bullshit. But I'm like, oh, here come Drewski. Like, all right, man.
Yeah, let Drewski do it.
Yeah, fuck that. But yeah, the movies, I don't think the movies add up. And then Eddie Murphy did a song with Michael Jackson and Rick James. What are we doing?
Party all the time.
And what's up with you?
What's up with you?
Yeah, come on.
You know what, man? This one's like splitting hairs, but I'm going to go Richard Pryor because I just thought he was the first one that I listened to as far as comedy. We used to have to sneak and listen to Richard Pryor records because we weren't kids. We weren't supposed to be listening to him at the age that I was. And we didn't understand half of the stuff he said. And I remember one of the most famous jokes that he told, and I just couldn't stop laughing and did not understand the context of it. But he was telling the joke about, like, he hoped that, you know, he was like, man, I don't care nothing about us getting bombed. He's like, man, I hope somebody drop an atomic bomb. And he was like, I hope I'm fucking and I bust a nut as soon as the bomb hit.
So he's coming and going.
I was on the floor laughing. If you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle podcast. Hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back. Relax. Join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before, from nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between. The 12 Kyle podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle podcast, where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time. Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul Podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shaped the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast and enjoy the vibes. I was like eight. I didn't understand what none of that meant. And I was just on the floor laughing, man. And I just always remember that joke.
One of my favorite shits he said was, it was something about his wife or his girl, or and he went and killed everybody. And the cops came and he was like, yeah, she cheated on me or something like that. And it was like, but why'd you kill everybody? He was like, they was home.
Yo, Dad, that was hilarious. Oh, man, I remember that joke like it was yesterday. Man, rest in peace, man. I mean, yeah, it's you're right. It's and I have no argument for Eddie, because you're right. Eddie was, and he's still, you know, absent that, you know, Coming to America 2 movie, he's still been funny on this little comeback that he's had. So,
yeah.
All right. Let's see. Okay, we did that one. Let's take it to L.A.
Okay.
Nipsey Hussle, or Snoop?
You could have said Nipsey Russell, the Tin Man from the Wiz, or Snoop. Obviously, Nipsey Hussle, and guess what? Never heard more than one song by that gentleman.
Listen,
and it's still him over Snoop handedly. Snoop is terrible. Listen, Snoop is just famous. He's never been a good rapper. He was a good rapper on
Lottie Dottie.
Shut up! Stop that. That was bullshit. He was a good rapper on Deep Cover that DOC wrote, and the fucking what's the Like This Like That shit, the G thing that DOC wrote. He fucking sucks. All he does, he just whatever's popular at the time, he tries to do it, and then like, oh, I'm a Steelers fan, then he's a Raiders fan, then he's oh, Pharrell's good, oh, let me make a fucking beautiful song. He's the most non-threatening gangster in the history of fucking gangsters. He's fucking doing shit. He's cooking with fucking Martha Stewart. I'm supposed to be like, oh, he's crip walking. Now, fuck you.
Oh, and for the record, we love the Bloods and the Crips.
No, we don't.
I do.
I don't love any gang. I'm sorry. No, I don't. I don't love any gang. I don't love any gang. I don't love any fraternities. I don't love, no. Just fucking people.
You know you're in group, five group.
Be people. No. No, I'm not. You just, all right. Never. I'm just going
to. Okay. Go ahead. I'm going to go. Damn. Snoop's got obviously better discography, I guess.
Does he? Limit album is killing it. Is that what you're saying? The Dogfather is that burning up your fucking 8-track player? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, here's the thing. Nipsey's discography is really nice. I mean, he's got some heat. So I'm gonna go Nipsey.
His discography.
I'm gonna go Nip. Neighborhood Nip. Rest in peace.
I'd rather listen to Lauren London rap than fucking Snoop.
All right, let's keep it hip hop. Bad Boy or Death Row?
Bad Boy, what are we doing? Of course, man. Bad Boy. What was dope on Death Row?
Come on, the Chronic.
Chronic Snoop is overrated, and Snoop sucks.
Dog what Pound?
was The DPGs? Come on, man. What are we doing?
Hey, Above the Rim soundtrack was on Death Row.
Wonderful.
Come on now. That's one of the greatest soundtracks ever.
Death Row.
Let's take it to Neo Soul. Jilly from Philly. Jill Scott or Erykah Badu?
Badu. Come on. Erykah Badu.
I forgot who I'm talking to. Man, Mr. Ramblin' over here.
Hey, where everybody is somebody.
No, they're not everybody. Everybody's not somebody. Y'all got some bums too at Grambling. You know that. But shout out to Grambling. Shout out.
Yeah, Erykah Badu, E40, represent.
Drew Hall or Ballers?
You know it.
If you guys haven't figured out, Eclectic is a proud alum of Grambling State University.
Yeah. Where everybody is somebody.
That's their tagline. Where everybody is somebody. We don't have a tagline at South Carolina State. They just
come on down here. Have some fucking fried gizzards.
No, we just produce legends such as myself. Female MCs, rapping. Rod Digger or her. Lauryn Hill?
Rod Digger.
I just knew you were going
to
say.
Listen, yeah. I have a reason to argue that she could be the greatest female MC of all time.
You're going to have to put that on a podcast because we've been talking about this for a while.
Because it's hard because of how rap is and how women are treated. It is hard to have a decent discussion debate with a lot of facts for the greatest. If you wanted to put everything together, if you wanted to include all of the stats, if you wanted to include the eye test, you want to include the ear test, you want to include everything, the answer is simple. It's Nicki Minaj. A discerning ear and someone with a little different kind of palate would get into the minutiae of things. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to... Nicki Minaj is the easy answer. Nicki Minaj is the LeBron Kobe. She's the Kobe LeBron hybrid.
She's the Kobe James.
Yeah, that she got it. I wouldn't argue because she actually can rap. So that's why I wouldn't argue. But yeah, I like Rod Digger.
Okay. I'm gonna go with El Boogie on that one.
Cause Lauryn Hill only rhymed decent on one album.
Yeah. Yeah.
And never for a whole song. She only had verse.
And Blunted on Reality.
Again, she only rhymed well on one album. and it was, you know, the third. I mean, she was part of three. It was one verse. She didn't have, like, she don't have songs.
She didn't have her own song.
Yeah, she don't have rap songs. I can't give you shit if you... Rod Digger's album has more verses. Her first album has more verses than El Boogie her whole career. So what am I doing? Wow. No. Yeah.
All right. College basketball.
All right.
1990 UNLV Running Rebels.
Them. you could have said the 88 Lakers. Them.
I was gonna say the 90 Running Rebels and the 91 Fab Five from Michigan.
Listen,
you still taking the Running Rev?
Of course. Larry Johnson, Anderson Hunt, Stacey Augman, what was that, Liddell Ackles, and Moses fucking Curry. Greg and Greg Anthony, right?
Yeah, yep, Greg Anthony, Moses Curry, I think it was like the sixth man, I think.
Yeah, man, what are we doing? Yeah. Absolutely. That's the greatest college basketball team I ever watched. I had a blast watching them.
It was a highlight tape every night.
Oh my God. People, you just don't understand what it was like back then. March Madness was truly mad. Oh my God.
Because trust me, right now, the time of this recording is March Madness, and neither one of us are watching.
And we're not mad about it either.
No, not at all. And, you know, college sports has changed, man. But if you put the Running Rebels in that era, if you take them from that back, I mean, like, just even late 80s, early 90s basketball in college, guys stayed 3-4 years, so you got a chance to see them progress.
That's into another college reason why Jordan is better than LeBron, but anyway.
Oh, okay. Let's go back to the ladies. who's finer? Let's just go just off aesthetics.
All right. Latifah or Missy? Let me think.
I mean, you know you're going to pick the misdemeanor.
I might have to pick. I saw Latifah's breast in that one movie, so I'm gonna go Missy. What happened? Did I say that out loud? My bad. We're gonna cut that. You guys didn't hear that.
I hope she got her breast done. I hope she got enough money to do it.
Man, you had two people you were about to. You just. I don't know why you were on this tangent. Could you please?
Zoe Saldana and Nia Long.
Her, Zoe.
Really?
Listen. Anyone that knows me knows. Oh my God. All I want, all I need.
I understand,
and I celebrate Nia Long. Mm-hmm. But I think Nia Long is more attractive than Zoe.
Okay.
But you ask who I pick.
Right.
I'm picking Z Baby.
I got you. Nia Long, I mean, at the time of this recording, I've been married for 24 years, going on 25 years. If it ended today, Nia Long would have me tomorrow.
I don't think she's in my... I think she might be five. If she is as fine as celebrity women all time for me, I think she's fifth. She might be four.
Okay.
But she's definitely not top three.
We did, the two of us, Eclectic and I, did an episode on the Eclectic Discussion Podcast. It was called the 90s Rushmore Women.
Where every Potter is somebody.
Stupid. When you finish this episode, if you're into fine women and a male discussion about fine women and you want a few laughs, go listen to that. I listened to E, I meant to text you. I listened to it about 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Man, I was cracking up. We had a good time. I don't know how we made that a 40-minute episode, but it was incredible. It was incredible. Just two guys just gushing over women. I mean, it was crazy.
What a time.
What a time to be alive. All right, let's get a couple more.
Yeah, keep it going.
Let's see. No, I already know what you're gonna say.
Man, it's me.
Queen Latifah or MC Light.
Queen Latifah at command.
This guy. Is MC Light in your top, just sidebar real quick, is MC Light even in your top 10 females? Female MCs? Yeah.
If she, she's probably like 8, okay. 9.
Okay.
Listen, I just think she's highly overrated.
We did an episode on that.
Yeah, I think if you take subtract two songs from her discography that she didn't write herself, you can't spit any of her verses. If you take out... Yeah,
I'm going light. I'm going
of course
light.
You are. But you know the truth. You just don't want to admit it.
Okay, let's go Juice Crew. Big Daddy Kane or the Cool Genius of Rap?
Cool G Rap.
Okay.
Come on, man. What are we doing?
I'm going to go Cool G as well.
Now listen. Now I will be man enough to admit.
Mm-hmm.
You asked me that question
in '89,
March 21st, 1988. Like, oh, 89. Right. I was like, oh, it's Kane.
Hey, all day, right?
His flat top ruled in '89.
Of course. Okay, ODB or Biz Markie?
Biz Markie.
Okay.
Yeah, because as dope as the return of 36 Chambers is, mm-hmm. it's not going off. He doesn't have a nobody beats the Biz. The Biz mark is going off.
Yeah.
Picking Boogie, fucking Vapors. He don't have a, ODB won't have a Vapors. Nah, so.
Which is another song that Snoop Dogg remade. to this man, my friend over here.
Hey, everybody.
You know what? I was gonna say ODB, but I gotta go with Biz. You won me over just now. let's go basketball. Dirk Nowitzki.
No football yet, but go ahead, Dirk.
Or Kevin Durant. I'm sorry, Kevin Garnett. My bad.
Dirk. Both of them. Dirk. Because if I was playing, I wouldn't be afraid to go against those other two as much as I'd be afraid against going against them. I'm like, I understand. I would rank them Dirk, Durant, Garnett. But, yeah, Dirk.
Okay. You mentioned football. Two sport athletes, Bo or Deion?
Nah, I'm picking your son, man. He's incredible, man. I don't know where he got it from because you weren't shit. Man, but,
What happened? Meag Mac, baby.
The answer is Deion.
Yeah.
Deion. Now, Bo.
Bo knows.
But it's just Deion, it might be the greatest NFL player of all time. I did a whole podcast on it. He might be.
He there's a case to be made for it.
Yeah,
right?
that's my point. There's an argument.
But I think my next two, or at least one of my next two, is gonna surpass Deion. So Jerry Rice.
Or Vinny Testaverde.
Jerry Rice or Randy Moss.
Jerry Rice, what are we doing?
There's a lot of people that say that will take Moss over Rice, and I
can always but they were born in in 1998.
Exactly. That there's no way.
Jerry Rice is not the greatest football player of all time. He's the greatest wide receiver. I was saying that Deion could be the greatest NFL player, period, because he can affect the game in every aspect, offense, defense, and special teams by himself. Because you would say, oh, well, if he was a wide receiver, they someone got to throw to him. You could hand it off to him.
Right. Man, I you get an argument for me. I definitely got to go Deion. And I'm going Rice as well. Boxing, Ali or Frazier?
Lee, man. Okay. I'm going to come over. Listen, I'm going to leave the studio, man. You could have done better than this. What are we doing?
Life After Death or Ready to Die?
What's the criteria?
Which one's better album? Flat out.
Ready to Die because...
I like the fact that you paused. Go ahead.
Ready to Die because it is an album. Life After Death is two albums. If you condense Life After Death to one album, it would probably be Life After Death.
Okay.
So if you the filler is more on a double album than it is on the single one.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
so that's all. Right.
I'm going to probably say, I'll go Life After, but it's close. It's close. It's really close. Speaking of albums, Machiavelli versus Me Against the World.
I guess Me Against the World. I don't think I've ever listened to Machiavelli.
Oh, man, you got to listen to it.
I don't know. I'm never going to, by the way. So,
hey, I tell you what. You come to the A, we'll hop in the car, we'll ride around, and I'll play it for you.
We're not then. So that was.
I'll play it for you.
That was simple. Yeah. Doesn't Me Against the World have fucking Temptations on it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all I need. I don't care about what else is on the album. Temptations is better than anything that's on Machiavelli.
Some people would argue other than that, but I'm going Me Against the World as well.
Yeah. Machiavelli got Hail Mary and To Live and Die in L.A. on it.
Yeah.
And Against All Odds. And Me and My Girl. Okay, nah. Machiavelli's better. I take it back.
I love Me Against the World. I love Machiavelli too with that.
I take it back. Machiavelli is better than Me Against the World. Me Against the World has Temptations. Mm-hmm. Me Against the World and, oh no, it has Old School on it.
That's he talked about Skelly. We didn't even know what Skelly was.
I didn't.
Oh, I grew up in Florence, South Carolina.
Yeah, you know about neck bones. I told you. Fucking exactly. And Hog Mog.
You're right. 1,000%.
Nah, but fucking Me Against the World had Dear Mama on it. So I'm going Machiavelli. Yeah. Because I hate Dear Mama. Wait a minute. Old School and Temptations are my two favorite Tupac songs. Is it? Dear Mama's on Me Against the World. Wow. But Temptations and Old School is my two favorite Tupac songs.
But I'm still. I thought you liked Tupaculips now.
That's my favorite Tupac album.
Okay, gotcha.
But Temptations and Old School are my two favorite Tupac songs. But I think fucking Hail Mary, To Live and Die in L.A., Me and My Girlfriend, Against All Odds. And you can even throw a Toss It Up in there because Aaron Hall is on that joint. So I'm gonna go Machiavelli, and I didn't think I would do that.
I'm surprised. Did you look that up? Or you knew that for off?
No,
the top of your head?
I just remember. Okay. I remember what was playing in the fucking student union all the damn time.
Oh, I know Grambling played that to death.
Where everybody is somebody.
This guy. All right, a couple more. Oh, Barn Burner here.
Oh, okay.
Drake or Kendrick?
Drake. Easy.
K-Dot.
Listen, personally, I don't give a damn about either one of them. I don't celebrate either one of their discographies. However,
I do.
Wonderful, but this is your show. I'm the guest. But if I'm going to listen, if I'm driving around or someone has the aux, or if I walk into a brunch spot and they're playing Drake, I'm probably going to sit and just bob along to whatever bullshit that he's saying that sound like he's asleep. you know, a little catchy hook or something.
He's got those.
And I'd be like, okay. It's because it's R&B light. It's easy listening hip hop is what he makes.
Right, right.
The Kendrick, you either got to be in a certain mood for certain songs, or you listen and like, what are you talking about? Here's my problem. And it's not just isolated to him, but he's one of those people. That people, when you say, either when a new song comes out, or you say, I was okay, people have to break it down to you. And they gotta be like, nah, but you don't understand, because of what he said right there was so 3 albums ago, he had a song called This. And so he had said this, so this is going back to that, but it's a triple entendre, because this also means that, plus that. And I'm like, Nick, I just want my mimosa, man. If you gotta explain your bars, they're not dope to me. Mm. Now, if you could be like, oh, you caught that? Because he had said that. That's different. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, all right, so listen. All right. In 2012, he did this. And then, all right, so remember that jacket that he wore on the sleeve? It had this. And so that's what he was referencing when he said, man, shut up. I don't know. No, stop. Yes. And the second part, and then I'll be done.
Go ahead.
What I've listened to the fucking Good Kid, Mad City, and I listened to whatever the fuck shit came after that. I didn't like them, but I listened to it because people told me to.
Right.
This new shit, what is that voice?
What GNX. The fuck?
I know, but what is that voice? He didn't rap. He didn't sound like that on any other. It's terrible. It is awful.
It is awful.
And that fucking Like Us is one of the worst songs I've ever heard in my life. That song is legit terrible. It fucking sounds like a toothpaste commercial, number one. But that song is terrible.
I love it.
I
played it like 5 million times. I got the streams up.
Everybody played it. That is an awful. I mean, that's not me. Just hate. I'm not. It's a legit bad song. But whatever. I'm gonna pick whoever you said. Drake. Yeah, give me Drake. At least Drake will fucking say something, man. I can't.
Kendrick all day for me. Couple boys. More. Foxy Brown or Lil' Kim?
Foxy Brown. It's easy shit. This is easy work.
I got to go with that. I got to go Foxy Boogie.
Easy work.
Jay-Z or Nas?
You know I got to go with Sean Corbin. Nas, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm taking Nas all day. And last but not
least. I take Khalees over Jay-Z.
You take Memphis Bleek over Jay-Z.
I would not.
You take Sauce Money over Jay-Z?
Hands down, yes. Sauce motherfucking.
What about Dame Dash? You take Dame over Jay-Z?
I take his dance over Jay-Z, but not Dame Dash.
What about Christian over Jay-Z?
No, but Bring Back Your Love and Full of Smoke are incredible songs.
Full of Smoke is a dope joint. Man, whatever happened to Christian?
They signed the Rockefeller.
I know, right? Last but not least, Michael Joseph Jackson or Prince Rogers Nelson? Of course. And there you have it, folks. I honestly didn't think that we'd go this long, but this is what me and E do, man. This has been a dope episode, man. This is just something I came up with. I literally came up with these items in case we had time to, you know, knock out a quick podcast.
And say did. This and that, Shay Shay and Nene.
I'm going to have to find that song now and play it. Man, tell folks where they can find you, man.
At the party with this and that.
And at the hot spot.
And fucking iFox. Listen, if you want to listen to some hip hop hot takes and some album reviews and some underrated this and some drafts and things of that nature, Encyclopedia Hip Hop Podcast, where I'm your host and frequently co-piloted by the 1-2 Kid.
That's right.
Also, the Eclectic Discussion Podcast. The EDP, as what the cool kids on the streets is calling it, selling those orange tops of the EDP. So you can check that out, find that everywhere. And at Eclectic, at Tweet Rhymes Life, at Encyclopedia Hip Hop, at One Gotta Go, at Eclectic Podcast, definitely. On X, Blue Sky, Mi Gente.
Not Mi Gente. Oh shit.
Planet, fucking and yeah, people meet Hinge, Bumble.
He said Bumble.
Yeah, Bumble. And also if you wanna send me money, because he's always plugging his shit. If you wanna send me money, because I'm a brokey, $, this is not a joke. $ brokey smalls. This is my Cash App.
Real Cash App for real?
It's $, Brokey, Brokey Smalls.
Let me see. $1, pay Brokie Smalls. It says Eclectic.
Hey, it's me. I'm never going to lie to you guys. $, Brokey Smalls.
Brokey Smalls. And he has millions. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know where to find me. 12 Kyle Podcast every Tuesday and every Thursday and every Sunday at midnight. The Rap Soul Podcast every Monday and Friday at midnight. I want to thank you all for tapping in as you do each and every week. You can find me on social media. I'm everywhere. You're never there. Wherever you are, you need to find me. Again, this is the Rap Soul Podcast, the best music podcast that you've ever heard. For my boy Eclectic, I am your boy 12 Kyle. We'll catch you guys next time. 5-0-0-0. Chia.
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media. And feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5,000.